Now, you mentioned, what about some of the other parts of the complex there? The economizer room, did you go in there very much?
Yeah, they've got, no, not really. Yeah, I don't think I mentioned it to you before, but the economizer room got its name from its function. It took cold water and put it through pipes where the steam water was coming out, and it more or less preheated the water ready for the next for the steam. That's why it was economizing instead of just starting bringing the cold water into the Bellis and Morecambe or whatever it was. It was warmed up previous.
Now, you had a story for me the other week about the bus bars.
Yeah, the first of all about do you know? Can you visualize a bus bar?
Not really. Can you describe it for me?
Well, I'll draw you a little picture if you want to switch off a minute.
Okay, Barney, thanks for doing that drawing.
Yeah.
So you were just explaining what it
Now,
is.
the copper bus bar is first of all made of copper because copper is a good conductor, and it carries electricity along, so they call it a bus bar. And in this particular case, you had three of these. You had this one, you had another one like it, which was we'll call this red phase. Those red, yellow, blue. The next one's the same, and it's yellow phase. And yellow, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry writing it all
Yeah.
down.
And the last one was blue.
So did they have blue paint, coloured paint on them, or?
Sometimes. Sometimes. In fact, I think they were in the old powerhouse. Later on, well, you knew which was which. Now, there was a la the fourth one was a neutral.
Right.
So that's red, yellow, blue, and neutral. Now, the voltage in the powerhouse, the voltage from here to here was 415 volts.
From the red to the yellow, yeah.
Yeah, from yellow to blue was 415 volts. And from blue to. So, in other words, red, yellow, and blue were 415 volts. But from any of them, red, yellow, or blue, to neutral, it was 240 volts. So that was the two voltage systems you had to work in. If you were feeding equipment that worked on 240 volts, well, you're neutral and you could use any of these. But if you're using a three phase, well, they're always in that sequence.
And what's their function there? Were they part of the process of conducting the electricity away from the alternators to the
Yeah.
distribution
They
system?
were mounted on a frame and ran around, and various cables would have run off them to wherever they were going to. Now, there could have been large cables, perhaps in this area here, with they could go into what they call a pot head, and the pot head is a little pot with a head on it. And from this pot head goes cables to various places, maybe down to the workshops down below. So that's where the power goes from them. And as I mentioned before, because it was pretty old-fashioned, and they tended to get overloaded sometimes, the boss would go up and put a long stick with a candle on it, and if the candle melted, it was getting too hot, so they had to do something about it. And the other thing was, as I mentioned to you before, now and again some stupid cat would go walking along, and he'd have to step from red to yellow, and that was no cat anymore.
And I think you said the cats would sometimes urinate on them and.
Yeah, the same thing. That's what I was meant to say. Urinate on them. That was the last urinating they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and I believe that elsewhere in the building there were quite a few drowned cats. Where was that?
Yeah. That was looking down towards the lake. There was no lake there at the time. They had it was part of the foundation, pretty deep foundations, and because I don't know for what reason or other, they tended to fill up with water. And we did a check one day. My assistant, this is when I was a superintendent, he did some, what do you call these things, theodolite levels, and checked up. And he found out the level of water in the pits was 1.7 meters above the level of the lake area. And as I said, cats would fall in, and that was the end of it.
So these are pits with water in them. That water didn't have any function in the
No,
building?
no function at all. It was just one of these things that an old building and water got in.
Just seeping in.
And of course, having the lake or the river next door, you had